Please turn with me tonight to Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, and chapter 3. We have a couplet of verses, verse 5 and 6, before us this evening. Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The sin of believing in self, in yourself, a big sin. And this is, if I may say, the greatest tragedy of our world, right from the beginning, with serious consequences. Man believed in himself. And he took, if we may say, things in his own hands. He did justice to himself instead of believing God. And when I said right from the beginning, I'm sure you understand, right from the Garden of Eden, where man had everything. He was innocent. He has not tasted sin yet. But there, he said, I will do justice to myself. And he took things in his own hand. The sin of believing in self. My dear friends, if you notice, normally I like to give a rhythm when I read the Word of God. But tonight, those two verses, I read them in a slow motion, if that's the way, in a snail pace, because every word here, as you know, Solomon is a wordsmith. He's a wordsmith, inspired by God. The professor, the philosopher, the botanist, the architect, the poet, and the wisest man in the world. 3,000 years ago, this was written. But it is still as if it was written today. The sin of believing in yourself. So every word here is important. It is important. But before we come to the verse, I want to explain a few things. My dear friends, what you believe and who you believe in matters. You see, for the world, for many people, it doesn't matter what you believe. But what you believe and who you believe in, it's tremendous. It's important. It is vital because it will determine your eternal destiny. Are you just here for the here and now? No. God has made us, he has created us for something more important, greater purpose, greater significance. And that is why it is important to deal with these two verses. Are you trusting in self? Are you managing by yourself? You know, as I said, this is Solomon, the wisest man who has ever existed in this world, of course, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. But he calls out his son. That's why, if you notice, even in our reading, here twice, my son, my son. And he's calling out his son to give him few exhortations, good wisdom, advice. My son, be teachable. Are you teachable? Are you a teachable person? Don't be proud. This is what he's saying, really, throughout these verses and throughout the Bible, actually. Are you teachable? Do you want to believe in God? Do you want to be saved? Do you want your sins to be forgiven? Do you want a new heart? Do you want to go to heaven? Be teachable. Don't be proud. That's the message. But we can add also, he's telling his son, never think you know it all. And you see the world, the people who are rejecting God, they think they know better. Just imagine the maker or the creature thinking that it knows better than its maker. How could that be? This is what we see in our world. And people say, I worked it all out. I know. And I have met people who may have never read the Bible. When you explain the sinfulness of man and the need to be reconciled with God, they will tell you, I read all the Bible and I know it all. That's pride. That's pride. Man made that big sin. I know it all. I worked it all out. But beyond Solomon, may I say again, beyond Solomon, oh, you see the goodness, the love, the compassion, the long-suffering of God. God is pictured here like a father. Of course, we know he's not the father of everyone by redemption, but by creation. He's the father of everyone. By creation, he made us all up. He made us. He created you and me. So God, in a sense, is the father of all by creation. And this is really what the picture, the illustration we have here. God speaking to us. It is the world is pictured for us. And God is a father. And you and me in this world are like sons. The father is speaking. Solomon is speaking to his son. But God the Father, by creation of you, each one of us, is speaking to us and say, my son, my daughter. Oh, my son, what are you doing with your life? My son, do you know that you have something priceless? What is that thing that is priceless, which is in each one of us? The soul. Your soul, my soul. You know the soul is the real you. You may try to escape it. You may try to delay it. But it will remind itself to you and me. Always. Because God has printed. God has embedded in us. Eternity. It is in us. That's why not to believe in God is the greatest folly a man can commit into this world. But before, I'm sorry to delay you before I come to the text, but it is important to understand what is coming before us. Look at verse 1 and 2 in Proverbs 3 here. You see the first thing, obedience. Obedience to God is a key, and it is the source of all life, real life. But it is the source of high quality spiritual life. My dear friends, do you want high quality spiritual life? I didn't say just physical life, but spiritual life, because this is what your soul is in need of. You see there in verse 1 and 2, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For see the blessing, for length of days and long life and peace shall be added to thee. Then in verse 3 and 4, you can see there Solomon is saying, my son, and this is God speaking to us, my son, it is inspired. Do not depart from the truth. The truth shall set you free. Do not depart from mercy. Mercy shall make a way for you into heaven. But that now, having said that, it leads us to verse 5 and 6, where you find words of action, and you know verbs. Verbs are called words of action. What does it mean? And as I said, this couplet will help us. It will be a great help for us. My dear friends, you know what the Bible says? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's the priority for each one of us. Seek first God. Second, seek the righteousness of God. Third, seek the peace of God. Peace always means, when you hear the word peace in the Bible, it means union with God. It means to be joined again with God. We were at enmity with God, but now there is amity. We are reconciled with God. We can befriend God. We can call him Father. We have our sins forgiven. Peace is made because we were at war with him. And then, fourthly, the blessing can come in. You know what is happening in our world? And I'm sure if somebody is among us tonight or watching or listening to us, you know that if we do not know God, the first thing we ask God is, God bless me, God give me, God protect me, God provide for me. That's all we want first. But you see, the blessing won't come unless we find salvation first. That's the key. If you understand that, I believe tonight you are not far from the kingdom of God. But there are four things I would like to put before you. They are all here before you in the text. I'm going just to use the verbs given to us in the passage, and you will see every word is accompanied with a number of words to help us to understand what is at stake. The first thing in verse 5 there, Solomon says, remember, this is God speaking, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Every word is important. Trust in the Lord. And every Bible student will tell you, the Lord, the word Lord there, Jehovah, that's Jehovah, the I am God, the God who is self-energized, self-existent and existing. He doesn't need anything outside himself. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need me. He is self-content. He doesn't have to think. He has never studied anything. He knows perfectly all things. He's all present. He is all powerful. He is immutable, unchanging. He will never die, and he will never lie. This is the God. Trust in the Lord. Oh, my dear friends, the verb is there. Trust. I think in my small mind, that's a beautiful word. It is a beautiful, an amazing word. And it has lost its value in our world. This is a lost virtue in our world, my dear friend. I hope everyone agrees with that. When you speak about trust, look at the world. Our world is so untrustworthy that people hardly use that word today. But to trust is the first infant step. I should correct my word there. It is the first giant word, a step, giant step that leads you to salvation. You want to be saved? The first thing God is requiring from you is to trust. But I need to explain that. Because to trust is an attitude of gratitude. You have to understand that. To trust is an attitude of a thankful heart. May I say to myself and to you tonight, you know why people don't believe in God? You know why some claim to be atheists? You know why some are living in an unbelieving heart? Oh, it is very simple. Because they are unthankful. Unthankful. That's the reason of atheism. That's the reason of unbelief. Behind unbelief, it's not that the faith is complicated or people don't understand the Bible. Behind unbelief, there is ingratitude. In Romans chapter 1, it says, having known God, they know perfectly well that there is God, but they did not glorify him. They did not thank him. So behind unbelief, my dear friend, I don't know where your soul stands tonight, but think about it. Are you an ungrateful person, an unthankful person? And you know, even our ordinary society, look at, come on, we are all common people, simple, ordinary people here, and you hate unthankfulness. Even a child who is unthankful, the parents will complain. But my dear friends, that's the meaning of trusting in God. But there is more. I want to picture to you, to illustrate to you, so you will see that this is not a small word. It is it speaks volumes, really. At the root of the word trust, the Hebrew word, really, it means to prostrate. That's the meaning. It means to bow down. And you know, to bow down, I hope you will appreciate the illustration. Here you are. You are an army. You and me, individually, before God, we are an army. And God is the host, of armies. He has all the armies of the world. And here he is. You are fighting against him. He has vanquished you. Here you are. Your weapons are down. You are empty-handed. Hands up. You have to abdicate because God is powerful and he is going to crush you down. What do? You abdicate. That's the meaning of the word trust here. You lift up your hands, hands up, weapons down, and you bow down before the king. God is the victor. God is the vanquished. He is the conqueror, and you cannot resist anymore. That's the meaning of the word to trust. Oh, my dear friends, you know the word trust again, really going back to the root in Hebrew, it means to fall flat on your face before God. Have you ever done that? That's what we call repentance. You fall flat on your face before God. But you see, the word trust is qualified. It is qualified. I hope you appreciate that. It doesn't just say trust. Trust in a person, not in something. Trust in the Lord. I explained already who is this Lord. But trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The heart there, I'm sure you know, speaks about all your faculties, your mind, your affections, your emotions, your feelings, your will, your conscience. That's all integrated in the word, your heart. It's not about the organ which is pumping the blood in your body, but it is the real you, all about you. Not half-hearted, not with a divided heart, but with all thine heart. You want to be saved, that's the key. You cannot come to God one foot trying to find God while you have the other foot in the world. You want to gain God and you want to gain the world. God will never accept that. My dear friend, do you know to trust means what? To trust means to lay, to put the weight of all my body on Him. I don't know where I read this. Many years ago, there was a lady, for the first time she entered in a plane. And while the plane took off in the air there, she was asked to sit on her seat. And she said, no, I do not want to sit because my weight will be heavier. And she had to be explained, but you are already in the plane. Sit down. There will be no more weight. Your weight will not make the plane to fall. So your weight also will not be anything before God. It's a poor illustration, but the meaning is to trust is to put the weight of all your body on God. That's the meaning. My dear friends, to believe, do not trust in yourself. But to trust means to place all your reliance, deep confidence on God. And you can depend on God. Do you really want to trust in a mortal man? Will you entrust your soul to a mortal man? Man, with all his desires. You know, where the heartbeat, the middle verse of the Bible, and I'm sure you know this is the ABC of the Bible. There are more than 30,000 verses in the Bible. But the middle verse of the Bible, Psalm 118, verse 8, it says, trust in the Lord. Better put your trust in the Lord than in man. You see, the Bible is amazing. Whom will you trust? Just mortal man? No, we trust in the Lord. To trust, it means believing in God, believing in whom He has sent, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 17, verse 1, it is said that to believe, to trust, is to trust in God. Eternal life is to believe in God and in the one whom He has sent, the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, the second person of the Godhead, who came from heaven to earth and to die that indescribable death on the cross of Calvary. For every repenting sinner. Oh, my dear friends, that is to believe. Never believe in yourself. The world says, trust in yourself. You hear that? Sportsmen, every day. Oh, you won the match? Yes, I believe in myself. That's why I was able to win. Poor, poor man, saying he believes in himself. You know what? In the book of Proverbs we read, a man who follows his heart is a fool. So you cannot follow your heart. That's what the world says. But we can trust God. God is almighty. He is high and lifted up. He is perfect. He is trustworthy. My dear friends, I don't want to detain you long on this first element, but to trust God, to believe in God, means I have to look beyond this world. Many people, they walk head down. Look at them. When you go out, look at most of us when we walk head down. Meaning what? We are only attracted by the things of this world. But please, to believe, faith means I have to lift myself above this earth and look beyond this world. You know what the Bible says? Some trust in their chariots. Some trust in their fortified cities, walls. Some trust in their insurance. You know, nowadays you have insurance for everything. That is a lack of faith. Really, it is a lack of faith. Some trust their education. Some trust their nation. Some trust their family. Some trust their nationality. Some trust their pedigree. But we trust in the Lord. We trust in the Lord. That's what the message of the Bible. My dear friends, cast away all doubts tonight. Cast away all doubts tonight. You know why? Because my first heading says here, Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. But look at the second. The second element is given to us again in verse 5 there. And lean not unto thine own understanding. You see, the first element to trust is positive. But here, lean not is negative. What does it mean? Lean not on yourself. Faith reasons. That's why the non-believer, are you a non-believer listening tonight? Faith thinks. The non-believer thinks that faith doesn't think. Faith doesn't remove common sense. Faith doesn't remove rationality. Faith doesn't move understanding. Faith reasons. But when we get a spiritual understanding, it produces wisdom. That's the reality. My dear friends, our sins are so heavy that we cannot depend on man's ingenuity. We cannot depend on man's extrapolation, speculation, philosophy, ideologies. We cannot trust him. They are debunked every day. They are changing things every day. Oh, those who are interested in science, look at science. Every day, yeah, they were telling us, no, masks will not change anything. They do not protect. But now they are telling you have to wear masks. They are changing every day. Can we trust man? No, we cannot trust. We see it politically. Every day they are changing their ideas and the ideologies. Even the constitution, the laws, the rules, the regulations of our nations are changing day after day. But there is one thing that will never change, the word of God. We can trust the word of God. My dear friends, believing in human reasoning leads a man to the grave without a savior. That's all it does. You go to the grave without a savior in trusting in human reason. And human reason or reasoning or arguments has its limits. Oh, may I wake you up. You know there is something important. Faith is limitless. Faith is unstoppable. That's the miracle of faith, really. It is unstoppable. You know what the Lord Jesus Christ said? If your faith is as small as a seed of mustard, you can move mountains. We are not speaking, of course, of moving physical mountains, but that seed, small seed of faith in your heart, you know, can make you to be transformed, to be new, born again, and to enter into heaven right away. Immediately, as you repent and trust on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that's unstoppable. Faith is unstoppable. I could stop here. It says it all. Oh, my dear friends, where are you tonight with your soul? You know, never trust in man. You will be lost forever. But you know what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29? Learn of me, Christ said. Take my yoke, it is light, and ye shall find rest for your soul. So the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to us. We can learn from his person. We can learn from his word. Christ, for generations and generations, for hundreds and hundreds of years in the Old Testament, the prophet said, he's coming, he's coming. God promised, and God kept his word. The seed of the woman prophesies in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. When God said, the seed of the woman shall crush the head of the seed of the serpent. It did happen at the cross of Calvary. Christ died there at the cross of Calvary. My friend, do not trust in yourself. And you look at verse 7 here, Proverbs 3 verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. lean not unto thine own understanding. Because no matter how your understanding is sophisticated, it is carnal. Your heart is a reflection of the corruption and the fall of your humanity. You cannot trust your heart. But you come to the Savior, He gives you a new heart. You know what we need? A new heart. That's the new heart. This is the way. Believer in the divine cardiologist. He makes a real heart transplant. That's the conversion, heart transplant, spiritual heart transplant, when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in His merit. But I must come to the third one. Look at the third one. The first one, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The second, lean not unto thine own understanding. But the third one is also there in verse 6. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. So first, believe in God, trust in God. That's believing. Second, lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't depend on your own understanding. But the third one is acknowledge Him. That's another beautiful word. We don't often use it, but it is better than just to know. To acknowledge Him means more than to know Him. It means to love Him. It means to obey Him. It means to walk with Him. It means to separate yourself from anything that will make you not to trust in Him. But it means also in verse 7 again, but be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's the meaning of acknowledging God. But I must tell you just, I know my time is over. I must tell you a little bit about acknowledging. Because it is a beautiful word. To acknowledge something, it's not just to know about it. But to acknowledge something is to do something about it. That's the difference. So what do you know about Christ? He's God of the very God. 100% God, 100% man. But in His love, He came from heaven to earth and He died. We killed Him. We crucified Him. Not just the Romans or the Jews. Each one of us who is a sinner, repenting sinner, Christ took upon Himself the redemption, the atoning death of each one. The righteousness of God He fulfilled on the cross of Calvary. All the righteousness of God if you trust in Him. We know that. Oh, my dear friends, come to Him. He is the Savior. He will never let you down. And He is perfect. He is holy. He is faithful. He is trustworthy. God made Himself to be known to us. You study religions. I have said this many times, but bear with me. You study religions. You will never find one religion who tells you or which tells you that you can know God. You are only a servant to do what God says. But God in the Bible, when you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, God becomes a father. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. But finally, look at the promise. Look at the promise. It is in verse 6 there before you. And in all thy ways acknowledge Him. This is the pathway to heaven. And He shall direct that paths, thy paths. This is the promise of God given to us. It reminds me, just as I read it now, it reminds me Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me into green pastures. So God, the Lord, will lead you into green pastures of with all righteousness. My dear friends, you shall receive, when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will receive eternal life, but you will also receive guidance. He will guide you. You will never be lost. Outside Christ, you remain in an obscure fog and be lost forever. You know what Proverbs 14 verse 12 says? Let me read it for you before I close. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You take your own way, it leads to death. But you take the Lord's way, it leads to eternal life. Without these three things, as I said, the verbs, trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understanding, acknowledge Him. Without those three, you are lost forever. That's what the Bible says, really. But in Christ, you shall receive a sure guide. He will be a sure guide to you. He will be the good shepherd. His word will be a lamp at your feet and a light on your path when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And your life then will not just be a zigzag with a dead end. Oh, yes, you will go through the roads of life, may bifurcate here and there, but God will give a meaning to your life. You know, the meaning of life, not just to die and to be put in a grave, dust going back to dust, there is a greater purpose than just dying. One day we shall raise from the dead. You know, God will remove your guilt. In the Old Testament, God led the people, you know how? With a pillar of cloud and with a pillar of fire. But when you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, God will not lead you at distance. He will lead you inside, because the Holy Spirit will come and dwell in you, and the Holy Spirit will guide you by the word of God. You know, you don't need a knapsack. You have a spiritual guidance in you, and it is here with the word of God. God will guide you. Christ will be your shepherd, and you will never be lost again. Oh, my dear friends, your stony heart will be replaced and purified by His precious blood to renew your desires, your affections, your thoughts and mind. And once saved, you will walk not by sight, but you will walk by faith. And guess what? You will have access to the colossal, fabulous, gigantic, and immense database of God's promises and His blessings. Oh, please cry unto the Lord. Salvation can happen only via the cross of Calvary. Nowhere else. Come to Him. Cry out to the Lord tonight, my dear friends. Say to Him, Lord, I'm lost. Please help me to find a way. And if you mean it, blessed is the man who put his trust in the Lord. Commit all thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord. Oh, Lord, we plead for one soul to be converted, one soul to trust in Thee, one soul to come out from itself, to repent, to trust in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, be merciful again tonight. We thank Thee for previous trophies of grace. We know even in recent weeks we have heard it. Oh, Lord, we pray that we will hear even some more, that many will come out from the kingdom of Satan to be transported into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask all these blessings in His name and for His sake. Amen. Let's close our time together with hymn number 390.